WKTN. Tonight, Riverdale hosts the Van Loo Wildcats. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Pencil Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Barton's Meat Marts, Hempy Water, Fry's Roofing and Flooring, Community First Bank of Forest, Forney Sales and Service, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now, live from Riverdale High School, here's David Barnes and Devin Miller, The D&D Show.
D&D Show. Hey, you're here at Riverdale Falcons Gym, getting ready for tip-off here. David and Dev, The D&D Show. We're excited here. We got Van Loo and your Riverdale boys basketball getting ready to tip off in a little bit. These guys know each other, play each other all the time, and we're pretty excited for this game. I hope you guys are out. I know there's probably a lot of people outside in their warm homes ready to listen to us on the radio and not make it out, but we are here to live broadcast you some boys basketball game tonight, and we're going to kick it back to the radio station as we get ready for tip-off. Your pre-game sponsors are Cessna Transport, and we are ready to go. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Community First Bank is proud of the areas we serve and happy to support its schools and athletes. Community is in our name. If you are looking for a customer service-driven bank, give Community First a call at 419-273-2595 or drop into any branch today. Good luck, Falcons. Community First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
No, that's all you.
Hey, you're listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show. You're listening also to the D&D show, David and Devin. We're here at Riverdale High School, where we see the Riverdale Falcons facing Van Loo. As David mentioned before, it is going to be a very close matchup, you could say.
This is a league matchup.
Definitely, you can see the tension building up. They're doing their warm-ups right now. Fans are getting their popcorn, sitting down in their seats. They're ready for a good matchup, as am I.
Yes.
All right, so we're going ahead and kick it back to the station. We're sitting at about 4.5 minutes till tip-off. Again, you're listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Hempy Water is a proud supporter of our area schools and student athletes. We love the communities we serve. It's who we are. If you're not happy with the chlorine or iron in your water, give us a call and one of our certified techs, not a commission-driven salesman, will be happy to help you. Good luck to the Riverdale Falcons.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Frye Carpet and Flooring and Frye Roofing and Lumber. 123 Jackson Street in Kirby, a trusted, family-owned and operated company since 1950, helping the communities build and remodel for 73 years. Call 1-800-332-FREY for a free estimate or stop by their showroom. Frye's offers a diverse line of products for all your building and flooring needs. Frye Carpet and Flooring and Frye Roofing and Lumber is a proud supporter of the Riverdale Falcons.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Wow, you're here live at the Riverdale Falcon Gym. We're waiting for a tip-off in about 3 minutes between the Rip Boys, Riverdale Falcons, and the Van Loo team. Van Loo's coming in here, the Van Loo Wildcats coming in here at they're 0-10 right now, which is not so great, where your Riverdale Boys Falcons are 3-7, but they're fourth in the conference, and this is a conference game. Van Loo is sixth in the conference. We're pretty excited to get a game tonight, yet we were worried it's going to get canceled because of the weather and all that, but starting lineups will be for the Van Loo. Junior, number 13. Number 14, Owen Rosman. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Lanson Miller is a 5'10", another sophomore. His jersey number is 33 tonight. Bryce Wallen, number 51. He's a 6'1" junior coming out of the young team playing here. That must all represent their records as the Falcons. I'm ready for the Falcons to catch fire tonight. Yes, as we got some spectators walking by and high-fiving us because they're excited. We're here broadcasting live from Riverdale Falcons gym. Jack Dussault, he is a guard, junior, 5'10". Flashy player. We got Hayden Haggerty. He's also a junior, another guard, 5'10". Ethan Elwood, he is a junior, 6'2". He's like a slash guard forward for the boys Falcons team tonight. Grant Inobody, sophomore, 6'10", guard slash forward. And Evan Ryder is another junior, 6'1" forward. So young team, a lot of promise and very excited. And they've got some seniors on the bench going to come out and cause some havoc. And right now we're going to kick it back to the radio station. They're getting ready to do the national anthem, and we're going to kick it back to your station, your region. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
40 Sales and Service in Forest, your local Cub Cadet and Steel dealer, supports the Riverdale Falcons this season. 40 Sales and Service at 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Stop in today and find what you need to keep your property well maintained. From mowers to blowers and everything in between, it's 40 Sales and Service in Forest. Visit them on Facebook.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season. Fry Carpet and Flooring and Fry Roofing and Lumber, 123 Jackson Street in Kirby, a trusted, family-owned and operated company since 1950, helping the communities build and remodel for 73 years. Call 1-800-332-FREY for a free estimate or stop by their showroom. Fry's offers a diverse line of products for all your building and flooring needs. Fry Carpet and Flooring and Fry Roofing and Lumber is a proud supporter of the Riverdale Falcons.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you're listening to the Cessna Transport pregame show brought to you by the D&D Show, David and Devin. We're doing the starting lineups right now for Van Loo and Riverdale. The national anthem just happened. I don't know if they're going to be doing these in alternating fashion or are we going to do team by team.
We got some handshakes going on by Van Loo coming across, hitting the referees and hitting the head coach of Riverdale. That is number four for Van Loo. And now we got a six-foot sophomore coming over, number 13 for Van Loo. They got a little handshake again. The handshakes are such a big deal and part of basketball nowadays. I think LeBron is like revolutionized basketball with the handshakes and all that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you never miss a game without some sort of handshake going on now. It does appear that they are doing team by team. Van Loo's lineup was just announced, and now they're moving to Riverdale.
We got a great crowd here tonight. We got a great student section. And wow. Number 12, Grant Inabody, was announced first for the Riverdale Falcons. And then there is the Jackrabbit, Jack Dassault. He's a junior, flashy point guard. Can't wait to watch these guys play tonight. It's exciting. I've been listening to these guys play on the radio. This is my first live radio, my first live action for Riverdale Boys this season. So I am very excited.
There's another one of those things that you don't see very much that Jack is wearing, one of those face guard things.
Yeah.
I want to say Kyrie Irving made those.
You might be
popular.
Wearing a face guard thing by the end of the night if you don't agree with my opinions.
What appears Riverdale's starting lineup is doing more pregame handshakes. You got the referees coming to the side. You got the starting lineups coming.
Evan Ryder is going to be in the center circle, going to win the tip. Can't wait to see this.
All right. And here's tip off. Riverdale wins it.
Yes.
Goes back to number one. He's dribbling up the court now. They're moving from to left. Ball is passed. Back to Jack.
Into the lane. Oh, we got a pump fake and 2 points to Riverdale. Full court press by the Riverdale Boys Falcons.
Grant and body for
press
two.
Already creating a turnover, and the Riverdale Boys Falcons are going to take it out on the sidelines. Light press, pressure by Van Loo, and Riverdale handles it, swings it to the far corner, into the lane, pass, a little short. Offensive rebound, unable to come up with it, and Van Loo gets a defensive rebound, and they're going to work the ball up the middle of the court for setting up their offense. Van Loo passes to the far sideline, drives to the middle, nowhere to go into traffic, shot up, and nowhere to go. Offensive rebound, Van Loo resetting right now.
I do like this defense that Riverdale is applying here.
Man-to-man is always the best defense you can play in basketball. Pressure, Van Loo drives through, kicks at the far sidelines, kicks up a shot way up. Wow, awkward bounce. They call that a three. They called it a three, but I don't know if that was even a basket. But
hey, Coach Drew Hovensack, right, I don't think agrees with that one.
Family up 3-2 right now. Ball travels into Evan Ryder. He has some traffic, almost gets tied up strong with the ball, kicks it back out. And Riverdale has been fouled. They're going to take the ball out from underneath their basket on the offensive side. Let's see what happens here. Got a high pick and roll and a lob in the middle into Evan Ryder. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Jack Dussault with a three-pointer off the rim. Who gets it? Van Loo comes up with a defense rebound, slowly working it back.
Van Loo's dribbling up the field, working from our left to right now. Woo! And yes. Ball stolen.
Yes, Evan Ryder with the steal. That half-court press was too much, and it gets an easy two-point layup.
It's a very good capitalization. Our capitalization by Devin Ryder there. I'm liking that press that he's having. Like you mentioned, though, Riverdale's man-to-man. It's working right now against these Van Loo Wildcats.
Riverdale gets the ball past halfway line, sets up their offense, and draws a foul. Trying to get to the hoop. Who we got to the going to the hole right now, I think? No, ball's under the – ball's being out of bounds on the baseline, Riverdale. Keying it in is number 12 for the Riverdale Falcons. That's number – that's Grant Inlebody. Inlebody keeps it in to Elwood. Elwood kicks it out to Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder for a three-pointer. 7-3, your Falcons are leading at 5:35 in the first period. Van Loo quickly breaks the press and gets 2 points. Riverdale on the counterattack now after inbounding the ball. Jack Cusco gets stopped at the top, kicks it to the corner, gets the ball back, looking to swing it, feeds the ball into the lane to Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder drops it off. 2 points, no. Riverdale comes up with an offensive rebound. Going to reset. Jack Cusco, top of the key, drives into the lane. Ooh, nice little floater for two. 9-5, Riverdale Falcons.
So Van Loo is very, very quick to get it across the court now. A three was attempted and hit the rim and out. So there goes Evan Ryder now.
Evan, off the board, can't get the two. Loose ball, Riverdale comes up with the second ball.
Woo!
Hayden Haggerty gets the rebound and tosses it up, and he's going to the line to earn a three-point play. Jack Sisso with that head mask you were talking about earlier, that does not look comfortable whatsoever.
I wouldn't assume so.
Okay, Van Loo, after the free throw, bringing the ball up the court slowly. Working ball into the lane. Comes up, jumper, top of the key, and they got 2 points. All right, here comes Riverdale boys tonight, leading 12-7 with 4 minutes in the first period. Ball into the lane, Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder gives it back to Hayden Haggerty. He gets a nice, pretty layup, 14-7. Here comes the Van Loo boys. Van Loo working top of the key. Kicks to the sidelines, they swing it, slow ball. It's a free-for-all. Who can get a hand on it? Double team. Oh, yes, Jack Cusco gets a hand on it. We got a jump ball. Got a jump ball. Who's this going to here, Devin?
It looks like it's going to Van Loo. But while we were having the substitution, I want to take a second to mention our first quarter sponsor. That is brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchek.
Yeah, the Van Loo Wildcats kicks the ball to the corner. We got a shot quick. Evan Ryder with a rebound, pushing the ball quickly down the court into the lane. A little tries to move, drops it off the top of the key. We got a skip past the corner. Jack Dussault. Jack with a three-pointer off the rim, but Evan Ryder picks up the offensive rebound, drives into traffic again through the lane, draws the foul, going to the line. He will be.
Evan Ryder has been absolutely electric tonight. At the line now for two. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes both of these.
What are you doing? Well, he's your leading scorer right now at 6 points for the Riverdale Falcons. And this one, nope, off the rim. Offensive rebound, Dixon. Oh, wow. God, that was
impressive.
Grant and nobody comes up somehow with an offensive rebound on the free throw, kicks it to the middle, and sets up his teammate for an easy two. Van Loo driving through the lane, kicks out the side just in front of us. Owen Rosman gets the ball back, top of the key, dishes it off. Nowhere to go. This man defense is too much right now for the Van Loo Wildcats to handle. Pick and roll on top of the key, but does not turn into anything. Trying to work through the hoop, but nowhere to go. Bounces off a leg, free for all. Who gets it first? Van Loo gets a hand on it. That is Landon Saltzman trying to body down through the lane, but nowhere to go. Throws it up, and Evan Ryder comes up with an offensive or defensive rebound. Dribbles the whole length of the field and gets two more points. That's 10 points for Evan. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first period. Evan Ryder leading scorer with 10 points, where the Van Loo Wildcats are trailing 19-7. Wow, the pressure is just too much. Hayden Haggerty hands all up, gets the ball,
foul.
And springs a fast break for the boys, Riverdale Boys Falcons tonight, and unable to get points on that trip down the court, but still too much for the Van Loo Wildcats to handle. All right, so after that turn of events, Van Loo Wildcats dribbling past the halfway line, almost dribbling into a double team, backs out of it, trying to turn into trouble. Van Loo Wildcats, oh, they got bailed out by a foul by, it looks like Haggerty, I think. Yeah, Haggerty with a hand in there and gets his first foul of the game. Van Loo Wildcats are gonna take the ball out from underneath the hoop. Dunks it out to the far corner, dribbles it through the lane, switches sides, 3 point up in the air. And Evan Ryder again with another off defensive rebound. Fast break, sets up his team. Jack Cousteau with a quick shot. 2 points for Jack. Jack's got
it's
four
like
points
a
right now.
Timeout Van Loo. 30-second timeout. We're going to go ahead and stay here for that one. So, Dave, what are you seeing so far in this game?
The pressure by the Riverdale Boys Falcons right now is creating some points on the transition and making it easy for the Boys Falcons tonight. But it's still early. We're still in the first period. And it's only 21-7, so let's see what happens.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, after that quick timeout, we'll see how the coaches set up their teams to respond. And Landon Holland checking in. Woo-hoo! Senior landed in. The Riverdale boys are picking up full court, but just man-to-man. See how they can handle, how Van Loo can handle their pressure. Number 14 for Van Loo dribbles into the corner, dishes the top of the. They're swinging it. There's not much post-up play yet. They're a perimeter team, it looks like. Just as I say that, number 5 backs down to the lane for Van Loo, pushes his way through the line, and. Just as I say that, he got called for the offensive foul, pushing the back. Great job by Riverdale checking out on that play. I guess we're shooting.
All right, so looks like he's going to go for
shots.
Two. These foul shots are brought to you by Mid-Ohio Energy.
Yeah, Evan Elwood is going to be at the free throw line right now, shooting two foul shots. Two bounces, ball's up in the air, and it is off the rim. No good for his first one of two. Wildcats sub in a player and getting ready to reset right now. Ethan Elwood with his second of two free throws in his net. That's good. 21-7 in the first period, or 22-7 in the first period. Your Riverdale Boys Falcons are leading. Van Loo Wildcats setting up their offense hand check right now by Ethan Elwood. Gets picked up, picks up a silly foul at the top of the box. That's his first. And we'll wait for the inbounds by the Van Loo Wildcats. Riverdale picking up in some pressure. Nowhere to go. Oh, he's going to. Oh.
Get charged for a push, yeah. He looks like.
Ethan Elwood got really excited on that inbounds play and got a little over aggressive and picks up two quick fouls in like a matter of 2 seconds. He'll take a spot on the bench. Hayden Haggerty checks in for him. Hayden picking up the point guard, top of the box, hands checking, no foul. Wildcats swing it, nowhere to go. Hands are all rolling. Haggerty picks up the ball, dishes it off on the breakaway. Oh, cannot come up with the 2 points. Number 12 for the boys, Grant, can't come up with the layup off the dish. And the Van Loo picks up a foul. Looks like they'll be going to the foul line. Number 14 for the Van Loo Wildcats will be shooting two, Owen Rossman. Rossman.
You know, these Riverdale Falcons uniforms, they remind me of the Kentucky Wildcats with those checkerboard on the sides. They actually look kind of cool. Substitutions now for Van Loo.
Yeah, number 13 checks in for the Van Loo Wildcats. That is Isaac Reed. The second and two foul shots, touches the front of the rim, bounces around, and goes through. That's 8 points for the Van Loo Wildcats in the first period. Grant Nobody dishes to the far side. We're going to, the Riverdale Falcons are going to work through the middle of the field, trying to. Puck got swung out wide and was fed to Landon Holland. Landon Holland gets 2 points and earns a trip to the strip.
So 25 seconds left on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Riverdale is currently leading 24-8. Both teams are now in the bonus.
Landon Holland makes a three-point play. And here come the Van Loo Wildcats. Grant Inabody picks up the Van Loo player, and the ball's passed to the far sidelines off their hands, and it's going to be a Riverdale Falcons ball. Light pressure by the Van Loo Wildcats, but Riverdale hands it easily. Crosses the halfway line, kicks down the corner. Now they're getting into their offense as Jack Escoe's calling out people. Looking for the open butt guy to the corner, drives through the lane, looking for Landon Holland, can't get there. Van Loo Wildcats get a hand on, they get a fast break. Woo! Van Loo almost gets a shot off. Almost gets a shot off. But Grant swatted it away at the last second as time expires in the first period, where the Riverdale Boys Falcons are leading 25-8, and the cheerleaders are out here for some celebrations.
Yeah, so it looks like that's going to wrap up the first half, brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchek. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Community First Bank is proud of the areas we serve and happy to support its schools and athletes. Community is in our name. If you are looking for a customer service-driven bank, give Community First a call at 419-273-2595 or drop into any branch today. Good luck, Falcons. Community First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, Landon, or the Riverdale Boys Falcons got the ball at the beginning of the second period, work it through the lane, but have a turnover, and the Van Loo Wildcats in a breakaway and get 2 points up over two hands, stretched, nowhere to go, but in the basket, I guess, for Van Loo. And here comes Jack Osko resetting for the Riverdale Boys Falcons tonight. The ball skipped across the field, across the court. We got a foul called. Loose ball. Grant Innobody got draws the foul. They're going to throw the ball in on the sidelines. Hayden Haggerty, I'm sorry. Hayden Haggerty keeps the ball in to Jack Osko. Jack Osko setting it up to the far side. They swing into the corner. Jack gets it back, drives the lane, looking for a dish into Landon Holland. Landon Holland off the board, gets his own rebound. See if he can get a third shot. Nowhere to go. And here come the Van Loo Wildcats in the fast break. It looks like everything was going to go through number 14 for the Van Loo Wildcats. But unfortunately, he ran into a brick wall in that time and nowhere to go. Riverdale, unfortunately, turns it over on the fast break themselves. Gives it back to Van Loo. Van Loo keys it across the halfway line. Quick shot off the backboard. Here comes Jack. Jack Dusto, the Jackalack. Kicks it out to Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder to the corner. Back to Jack. Jack switches court side. Gives it in to Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder in the lane. Nowhere to go. Top of the box. Three-point shot. No good. Off the rim. Rebound. Offensive rebound goes to Peyton Haggerty. Gets 2 points. Riverdale Boys Falcons leading 27-10.
Van Loo has the ball. It is back across a half court, and a shot is up and missed. Riverdale now rebounding the ball, moving from right to left. Ball is now inside the perimeter of the three-point line. Ball is, I don't know if that was trying to be shot or passed, but a foul was called. Looks like foul is on number 51. That is Bryce Wallen. So that is two shots for number 23. That's Evan Ryder. Substitution's coming on. It looks like it looks to be Ethan Elwood and Grant Enbody now on the court for Riverdale. Van Loo also made multiple substitutions. I did not catch all of the numbers that did come in. So free throw brought to you by Mid-Ohio Energy is up and good. So now shooting 2 of 2. And he missed that one off the back. So Van Loo has the ball carrying up the court. Just crossing half court. Now inside the three-point line, the shot is up and missed off the backboard. Rebounded by Riverdale. Riverdale looking to capitalize on that mistake, but Van Loo quickly goes back to the other side of the court, all within the three-point line. Riverdale passing it around, and number 10 shot it and missed it. Van Loo got the rebound for that. They're carrying it up the court. One thing I've noticed about Riverdale's defense, though, is, you know, they're very, very quick to get back.
Yes, you're not like giving up anything easy at all.
So score is 28-10 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. The ball is now dribbled and bounced to the baseline, and it's up and in.
Great, yeah, great drive by Grant.
Number 10, Ethan Elwood with that.
Yeah, Ethan with the finish, Grant with the drive, and then Ethan put the ball in the hoop.
So right now leading the way in scoring is Evan Ryder with 11. Van Loo looking to make a comeback here, now down 30-10.
Yes, Evan Ryder dribbles up, pulls up, three-point play, three-point shot.
He said, give me my change on that one. Yeah. He walked up to the three-point line, shot at nothing but net.
Yeah, great confidence right there, and get 3 points. Not enough pressure. They backed off of him and he stroked it, and they got 3 points.
So Riverdale is taking a quick timeout here. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to the Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchek, first quarter sponsor. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout here. You're listening to the Root Lumber Timeouts on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest. Offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs, Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you're listening to the DND Show. Woo. We're on the second quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. Riverdale is leading 33-12, 3 minutes left on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard, as we do have a foul and shooting two.
Yeah, Grant Antlebody with the offensive rebound, draws a foul, and is going to the line, earning two.
That's one thing that Riverdale's been doing nice this game so far, is drawing their fouls.
Well, at this point in the second period, winning 33-12, everyone's got a lot of confidence out there, and it's great to see that they're all crashing the boards and having some fun.
Oh, absolutely. So the first thing was up and in, and the second one is up and in. Grant Antlebody, yeah. Two of two.
Yeah, after that second of three throws, the Boy Falcons are setting up a full-court press to keep it going. And it creates a turnover. Yes.
I couldn't tell if he wasn't paying attention.
Wasn't ready. Yeah, the inbounder threw the ball to a person who was not looking, unfortunately, for Van Loo Wildcats. And unfortunately, also Landon Holland taking a break.
So Riverdale with the ball on their opposing side of the court. Shot is up and missed.
Evan Ryder with a fake into the lane and comes up, but can't get two. And here comes the Wildcats.
So across half court, Van Loo making silly mistakes with these turnovers. That's back to back now. Not paying attention for an inbound. Yeah. It went right through the hands into the crowd there for a turnover. Riverdale ball.
Number 14 for the Van Loo Wildcats is definitely a good player, and his teammates are not helping him out with some of the basics here. And the Riverdale Boys Falcons come up with a steal and a pass through the lane. Evan Ryder, right with a fun-looking basket by the Boys Falcons. And once again, Riverdale Boys Falcons full court press gets a turnover. They get a quick shot for a three-pointer, but unable to capitalize, and the Van Loo Wildcats get the defensive rebound.
So you would think with Evan Ryder being as good as what he is, he might want to be double-teamed here. He's shooting the basket like a ball. He's shooting it in the Grand Canyon. I mean, everything he's shooting is going in. And we do have a injury. He's got up. He's limping off the field. He seems to be okay.
Yeah, that was a timeout by the referees for an injured player. Sprained his ankle, looks like, seeking some attention. Number five for Van Loo checking in. That is Landon Saltman.
So Van Loo getting the ball here. Close, very close to us.
Everything's keying crossing through number 14 for the Van Loo Wildcats, being Owen Rosman. He seems to be the only thing they've got offensively-wise right now, but unfortunately, ball goes off, deflected, but Van Loo keeps the ball. They're going to inbound it under their own hoop. Into the lane, nowhere to go, up and down, travel.
Like David mentioned, everything's going through number 14. That is Owen Rosman, sitting at 7 points here tonight. About 2.5 minutes left. Scores 37-12 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
The Falcons swinging it around into the far corner, and we get a three-pointer. Antlebody with a three-point play there. It's nice. And here come the Wildcats down the far corner, dribbling into pressure. Elwood trying to match up man-to-man, nowhere to go. Gets picked off. Evan Ryder picks him up. The ball got tried to go through the lane into traffic, and the Riverdale Falcons come up with it. Evan Ryder dribbles past the halfway line into the lane. Scoop and a hoop he gets. Scoop and a hoop. That was fun.
Give him 18 tonight.
Nice. Doubling up his teammates right now. The Wildcats work it through the lane, kick it out, shot up. They get an offensive rebound, and they get two.
There was number five. Landon Saltzman.
Riverdale leading 42-14 in the second period. Drive through the lane by Evan Ryder, dishes it off. Easy two for Elwood. And here come the Wildcats, streaking down the far sidelines, drives through the lane, up off the rim, defensive rebound. Here come the Falcons.
So Riverdale crossing the court, down to the baseline, shoots and in.
Inabody with 2 points. 46-14 with a minute left in the second period. It's a free-for-all right now for the Wildcats. No one picked him up. He drives through the lane and gets an easy two. Riverdale swings the ball, far corner, into the lane, back out, looking for someone open, switches court, short corner, switches the field again, field, court, something like that.
Same thing. So it looks like one of the refs calling a push foul.
Ethan Elwood picks up his third foul in the first pair in the first half, which won't be great because he'll be sitting for a little bit. But there's only 33 seconds left in the second period, so he'll hit the halftime and probably restart in the second half.
So Van Lew very quickly trying to get some points before they go into halftime here.
Yeah,
Riverdale though swiped it away.
There was a little scrum for the loose ball. Riverdale wins it, crosses the halfway line. The ball works all the way across the far side. Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder swings it to the middle. Ball works back to Hayden Haggerty. And then he feeds it the far corner to Jack
Gusto
with a three-point play. Woo! Jack with a three-pointer as time expires in the second half, or the first half. Wildcat or Riverdale boys leading 49-16.
So we've hit halftime here, score of 49-16, Riverdale in favor right now. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout here. You're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
You are listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN. We're at Riverdale Boys Falcons, where we're witnessing a duck off. The what?
Chuck-a-duck.
It's chuck-a-duck, where people are trying to chuck a duck, those little rubber duckies, into a bullseye in the center circle. And we have no one successful. There's like 100 ducks out there. Rubber ducks, of course, and we're waiting on Eden Barnes to throw her duck out there, but she doesn't seem very willing to throw a duck.
You
still
know,
good.
This is something I've never seen before, but it is kind of cool.
Oh, that was a close one. We have another duck coming through. A little too hard. No ducks won. There are no good ducks today. I think it's too cold for ducks to be thrown.
It's got to be the weather
right now. We have a winner? closest to the bullseye was, is, we're waiting for the results here.
Tonight's winner is Case Enobody.
Nate Enobody with, he won a steak dinner from, I'm not quite sure. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm not really sure what he won, but it was exciting. It's very hard to explain what just happened here. All of a sudden, some people start throwing rubber ducks onto the court and during our halftime. But the Riverdale Boys Falcons are winning 49-16 here.
I want to say that anyway, back to basketball, Superior Credit Union halftime sponsor for this. Dave, what have you been seeing so far in this game?
Ducks.
That was pretty cool, actually. I've never seen anything like that.
I've seen a lot of success and we got dunked by a Riverdale boys player. What have I seen? Just this confidence that the Riverdale boys Falcons have tonight, and really no shame and no game. You can shoot it and make it. So great job tonight.
Yeah. So 49-16, as David mentioned, Riverdale is winning by just a few points. Number 23, Evan Ryder, is leading the way for the Falcons with 18 points. And with 7, it is number 14. Owen Rosman is leading the way for Van Loo with 7 points. Get about 5.5 minutes till the second half. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. You're listening to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. You're listening to your region, your radio, WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Hey neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you're listening to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. You're also listening to the D&D Show. We're about 3 minutes from second half here. Riverdale leading the way 49-16. So Riverdale unable to get that 50 bomb.
Yeah.
They got 49 in the first half. Definitely so close.
Unable. You just sound defeated. They were unable to break the 50-point mark in the first half. But exciting game. A lot of points scored for the boys, Riverdale, tonight on this Friday evening.
Definitely. Evan Ryder definitely was ready for this game, scoring 18 points just in the first half. Just under 2.5 minutes now till the second half. Both teams are out, getting some shots knocked around. I'm just trying to get ready for the second half of basketball here.
I'm looking for the second half. We're going to have a breakout with Landon Holland. The coaches are, I think, working some plays up for him, and I hope to get the senior out there on the court some more.
You know, that's something that I'd definitely like to see, especially like you mentioned with him being a senior, definitely wanting to get those last points. Some just very memorable things.
We're winding down. We got just under a minute and a half. Both teams have conceded their warm-ups and going back to the benches and going to hear another pep talk from their coaches as we wait for the tip-off. Not even a tip-off. The inbounds pass for the second half here at Riverdale Falcons here in
so we're going basketball ahead. Land. We're going to go ahead and take a small break here. You're listening to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show on your region, your radio, WKTN.
40 Sales and Service in Forest, your local Cub Cadet and Steel dealer, supports the Riverdale Falcons this season. 40 Sales and Service at 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Stop in today and find what you need to keep your property well maintained. From mowers to blowers and everything in between, it's 40 Sales and Service in Forest. Visit them on Facebook.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you're listening to the D&D show. The second half sponsor brought to you by HSLC. Riverdale Van Loo very quickly scores.
It was
scores
a nice
right
setup. They must have drawn that up in the halftime speech. They back
nice have
50 points.
Grabbed the marker and drew up that play exactly right there in the locker room.
Riverdale counters and gets 2 points, though. And Van Lee with the ball, dribbling through the lane, kicks it out to the baseline. Drives, nowhere to go. Into rebound to Evan Ryder.
So Evan Ryder now, intercepted there. Van Lee on the fast break here.
Oh. Evan Ryder with the turnover and the foul at the end of the game. He drove into traffic and kicked it out. And turned the ball over, and you could just see the frustration as the Van Lee Wildcats were driving down the court, and he was going to foul him right away.
Definitely came over, swatted the ball away, and ended up causing a foul there. So number 14, Owen Rosman, now shooting 2, and he is 1 of 2 on those free throws. Brought to you by Mid Ohio Energy. So Van Lee with the ball now scores 49-19, 6 minutes and 30 seconds left on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. So the ball gets passed and soars out of bounds. I'm thinking the miscommunication
right
there.
Yeah, I think that was another play they drew up. It was a backdoor cut, which didn't happen, and Van Lee threw the ball out of bounds. Jack Dusto dribbling past the halfway line, kicks it out. Far corner, the ball gets fed through the lane and gets a give and go where Hayden Haggerty gets 2 points. Nice play by the Falcons.
So Van Lue now dribbling up the court, crosses a half court. Number 5 for Van Lue has it, passes it to 51. 14, Owen Rosman up for 3. No good, though.
Not a whole lot of opportunities for the Van Lee Wildcats for some easy buckets, and several misplays and unfortunate throws or miscues for them, and that's why they find themselves down 53-19 in the third period.
So Riverdale now working from our left to right. Number 1,
Jack
Deso up and
with a 3.
Three-pointer in.
That was pretty good form by Jack.
The three-pointer was brought to you by Ace Hardware. Jack DeSoe up and in.
The bright point for Van Loo just got swatted away by Ethan Elwood as he drove through the lane, and Ethan was having none of that tonight. Elwood, or the Van Loo Wildcats, inbounding the ball under the hoop, working the ball through the lane, shot up, no good. Evan Ryder with a defensive rebound, forcing the play, dribbles to the top of the key, gives it up, no, turns around, nowhere to go. Riverdale resetting. Jack DeSoe pointing, putting people in their spot. They kick it to Grant. Grant looking top of the key, kicks it back, swaps court, swap sides. Where, wow, Jack again.
Jack DeSoe with another Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer.
Feeling confident with those three-pointers tonight, Jack is. Here, Van Loo trying to find some offense. Once again, miscue, throws the ball out of bounds off a teammate's hand, and Riverdale Boys Falcons are going to be inbounding the ball and bringing it back on the offensive attack.
I think Jack DeSoe now is trying to pass Evan Ryder in points. Jack DeSoe sitting at 13 now for the night.
It helps
Haggerty, not too far back from them with 11, scores 61-19.
Well, it helps when Jack's been stroking threes and Evan's been driving to the lane for two. So, but both have been pretty exciting tonight. Wildcats trying to make something happen and getting a little aggressive on a one-on-one and drive through the lane, picks up a foul, number five for the Van Loo Wildcats. That is Landon Saltzman. Picks up the foul. That's the first foul of the second half, so they're going to be inbounding the ball. Number 12. Grant Inobody is going to take a break, and Landon Holland checking in. Van Loo unable really to get an easy ball in. Pressure comes, the ball gets past the halfway line and gets tipped over the way, and Jack comes up, gets bumped in the face again with that face mask, but he gets 2 points, so he's at 15. He's chasing Evan for leading scorer tonight. It's nice to see several people in double digits, though.
Oh, definitely. You know, you got three of them, Jack DeSoe, Hayden Haggerty, and Evan Ryder.
For the Falcon boys, we got number 10, Ethan Elwood. We got number 2, Hayden Haggerty. Got a foul on Landon Holland. Who are they going to give that on? It was a drive through the lane as I'm checking out teammates. Yeah, Landon Holland picked up that foul. Evan Ryder still in there. Checking in for Haggerty is number 12, Grant Inobody comes in. 63-21 in the third period. Van Loo unable to capitalize on the free throw, and here comes Devin Harbor over the halfway line. Working to the offensive set, finds Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder comes into the lane. Nice, pretty pass into Elwood. Elwood kicks it at the corner, though. Shot off the rim. Oh, it just hung there for a second.
Bounces up and over the backboard.
It was a pretty pass by Evan Ryder into Elwood. And Elwood kicks it out for a three-point shot, but unable to connect. I think that was Devin Ryder. And here comes the Wildcats. Van Loo working through the halfway line into the lane. That's kind of been their MO so far, trying to work it through that guy. Number 14 and 5, there's their two playmakers. Evan Ryder, a little out of control, but gets the ball back. Kicks it out to Devin Harbor. Devin Harbor kicks to the corner. We got a shot off the rim, offensive rebound, no good by the Falcons, and here comes the Wildcats.
So I'm unsure if they have number 14, Owen Rosman, if they know that he is in the game, because he is not on the player numbers on the Riverdale Falcons scoreboard.
It's there.
No, it is. Okay, it wasn't there as of 15 seconds ago.
Evan Ryder with a turnover. Number 13, Wildcats get it. Dribbles to the corner, picks up his shot, picks up the ball. nowhere to go. Wildcats swing it to the corner. Number 14, the playmaker for the Van Lee Wildcats, gets an easy two off the drive. 63-25, 33 seconds left here in the third period as your Falcons are winning. Riverdale working in their offensive set, swings the ball other side, nowhere to go, into traffic. Ball somehow finds his way to Ethan Elwood. Ethan Elwood chucks it up, gets his own rebound, and gets 2 points. Ethan Elwood with 2 points there. He's got 7 tonight so far.
8 seconds now. 25 to 65 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
And they get a three-point play.
So a three-point play by Van Lew, Kenton A's Hardware, three-pointer there. We have now reached the fourth quarter score, 65-28. That third quarter was brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchek. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest. Offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs, Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you're listening to the D&D show, David and Devin at Riverdale Falcons High School. This fourth quarter is brought to you by Roof Office with Andrew Benchek. So after having 49 points going into halftime, Riverdale scores 16 to make it 65-28 here. Stay tuned after the broadcast for the Domino's Pizza question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-2355. Can pick up a large one-item pizza from Domino's. As a reminder, this does not have to be just Kenton. This is good at multiple locations.
Evan Ryder earned a trip to the free throw line. Unfortunately, missed his first of 2-2. His second short off the rim, 0-for-2 on that trip to the foul line. And here come the Wildcats. Van Lew working it through, drives through the lane into traffic. Elwood gets a hand on it. Elwood, no. Woohoo. Landon Holland gets a block. It springs a fast break for the Falcons. But turnover gives it back to Van Lew Wildcats, and here they come. Van Lew kicks at the far corner. Three-point shot off the rim. Rebound. Evan Ryder, he's the fast break. Past the three-point line, into the lane. Pulls up short, off the rim. Landon Holland, offensive rebound, gives it back to Evan Ryder. Evan Ryder going to look, drives into traffic, kicks it out. Looks like he's going to get fouled. Yep, he's going to earn another trip to the foul line.
So Landon Holland back in the game. As you mentioned, everyone loves to see him play here.
After all Evan's hard work, he's going to take a little trip to the bench. And we've got for the delay there. Riverdale Boys Falcons on the throw or under the basket. They keyed in. Elena Holland gets a jumper, a short jumper, earns 2 points. And here come the Wildcats. Van Lew trying to set up their offense. A pick and roll top, nowhere to go. Algie won it. Pressure. He got number 5 for Van Lew, sets it up. Landon Salzman gets 2 points. He's kind of been one of their driving points. He's got 10 points. So they got 3 players in double figures right now for Van Lew. Losing, though, 67-30.
How can that be?
Nathan Elge with 2 points as the crowd goes wild here for his first 2 points of the game tonight, which is great to see coming in off the bench. Van Loo tucks the ball up in the air, nowhere to go. Ball falls to the ground, and we're going to get a timeout where we got Roethlisberger checking in for the Falcons tonight.
So it looks like Van Loo is running out of steam here. Definitely slow to the ball. Yeah, David just mentioned something that doesn't really add up. They have Van Loo scoring 34 total points and only 30 on the scoreboard.
Yeah. I just want to point out the ball got worked through Marcus Roethlisberger where he tried to make something happen and kicks it out, and Riverdale gets a two-point play off of it, which is great. Van Loo Wildcats quickly travel down the court, and number 14 after a second effort gets 2 points, and here come the Falcons slowly working across the halfway line. Here we go into the lane. Off the backboard. What? Yeah, just a little out of control. Cody Flowers was on that one. And again, turn it over for the Van Loo Wildcats. So here they come, Van Loo.
Got about 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Score is 72-32. Riverdale winning here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Again, stay tuned after the broadcast for the Domino's Pizza question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-3255 can pick up a one large item pizza.
What would
from
you
Domino's.
Get if you got one?
What would I get? I want to go with a classic pepperoni. That's the way I go with my pizzas.
No, pineapple. Cody Flowers keeps the ball over the halfway line. Ball gets to the sidelines. Works it through Landon Holland. Landon Holland with a shot. The shot was a little hard, and Landon with the foul.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that pineapple on the pizza, but if I had pineapples, I would go with green peppers as well, but it's only one item.
No, you gotta choose your poison there, Devin.
Absolutely. One thing I've never seen, now this might be because I haven't been to a lot of basketball gyms, they do have the red lights that go around the backboard here.
Oh. So, Van Loo Wildcats keys it past the halfway line, dribbles into the lane, nowhere to grow. Ball gets tipped out of bounds. Not out of bounds, but tips the sidelines. Van Loo tracks it down, trying to work something up. And Algie comes up with a loose ball, tries to find a teammate, throws it to Van Loo. Van Loo gets it, steps out of bounds. It's going to be a Riverdale Falcons ball. Cody Flowers is going to check it in as there's no pressure as Van Loo backs off here with 2 minutes left in the fourth period, down 72-32.
Can't forget to mention either.
Marcus Roethlisberger gets the ball in the lane, tries to spin, nowhere to go, dribbles into traffic. Oh, somehow gets it out to Cody Flowers. Cody switches it, finds it to Landon Holland. Landon Holland almost gets tied up, and the ball is going to go to Van Loo. Van Loo gets the ball and the tie-up on that. Ball got thrown into traffic. Yeah, Landon just tried to tie up. Couldn't do it. Here come the Van Loo Wildcats. Van Loo with some new players in there. And was that Marcus Roethlisberger with a swat? Marcus with a swat. And then he kind of got a little excited and picks up a foul.
Definitely got the crowd excited there.
Is that what happened? Is that what we're calling?
I didn't see what they have signaled.
Yep. Yeah, Marcus. Great job. Great hustle with the SWAT. And just got a little zealous and maybe some hands on a body after the fact. And good calls for a foul. The minute left. Minute and 5 seconds left. And Van Loo's going to pass the ball in under their offensive hoop. Van Loo keys it to the corner. Man's up by Cody Flowers. Ball gets into the lane against Marcus again. Marcus, hands up, gets a deflection. Here come the Falcons. Algie with the ball, kicks it to the far side. Cody Flowers into the lane. That would have been pretty if he would have made it, but just a little short off the iron, and here come the Wildcats. Wildcats dribble into the lane. Marcus Roethlisberger right there. Tries to body him up, and looks like Landon Holland might be picking up that foul. Nope, no, that's Marcus. Marcus picks up another foul there. Excited to be on the court tonight, he is. And doing some business out there. Excited to see Marcus playing. Finley Wildcats on that free throw. The time is running out right now. He has to shoot it quick. There's not enough time as the running clock right now. 8-7. His second of the free throws is short. Ball bounces to Devin Harbor. Devin kicks it to Landon Holland. Landon going to hold it as time expires where your Riverdale Boys Falcons win 72-33 here on this fabulous Friday night. Excited I got to see it. Excited to see Marcus Roethlisberger with a block. Excited to see Evan Ryder lighting the scoreboard up tonight. And excited to see your Falcons with the win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely an electrifying game for Riverdale. Van Leeuw is now going to 0-11. That advances Riverdale to 4-7 now on the season. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. Stay tuned for the players of the game. You've been listening to the D&D Show on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Hey, neighbor, it's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hempy Water is a proud supporter of our area schools and student athletes. We love the communities we serve. It's who we are. If you're not happy with the chlorine or iron in your water, give us a call and one of our certified techs, not a commission-driven salesman, will be happy to help you. Good luck to the Riverdale Falcons.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you've been listening to the D&D Show, David and Devin, at Riverdale Falcon Field. You're listening to the Cessna Transport post-game show. So we're going to go ahead and do the players of the game here. So for Root Lumber, player of the game, we have Evan Ryder.
Yes. Woo-hoo! How many points did he have?
I want to say 18.
Let's call
18, 20 points.
Just fun.
He was on fire all over the court, offensively and defensively.
If he would have dunked a couple, then we would have been the player of the year, as far as I'm concerned. But the player for Van Leeuw was also pretty exciting. You know, they weren't scoring as many points. Number 14 for Van Leeuw, the glazed over player of the game, was.
Yeah, that one was Owen Rosman. And double-digit points as well.
He got a pretty handle. I would like to see him transfer this year and play with the Falcons and dish and drive with what the Falcons have, and I think they would be lethal.
Oh, absolutely. Him standing at 6 foot as a sophomore. So he definitely might have some growing to do still. Definitely a very fun player to watch.
Both teams young. Both teams will see each other and same teams. Not a lot of seniors on the starting court, but great to see Landon Holland out there too as a senior. And Marcus Roethlisberger with a block late in the game, which also gave me some goosebumps.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. We're going to give you a quick game recap when we come back. You've been listening to the Cessna Transport post-game show on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Are you passionate about engineering? Looking for a career shift? Then join the incredible staff at Ohio High Point Career Center as a high school engineering teacher. Help shape the engineers of tomorrow and open doors to endless possibilities. As the demand for skilled technicians continues to rise, Ohio High Point needs you to train the next generation of engineers, IT, and cybersecurity leaders. You'll enjoy an industry-leading benefits package, salary, and tuition reimbursement as you make a difference in students' lives. Start the next chapter of your career and apply at OhioHighPoint.com.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Hempy Water is a proud supporter of our area schools and student athletes. We love the communities we serve. It's who we are. If you're not happy with the chlorine or iron in your water, give us a call and one of our certified techs, not a commission-driven salesman, will be happy to help you. Good luck to the Riverdale Falcons.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Community First Bank is proud of the areas we serve and happy to support its schools and athletes. Community is in our name. If you are looking for a customer service-driven bank, give Community First a call at 419-273-2595 or drop into any branch today. Good luck, Falcons! Community First Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fry Carpet and Flooring and Fry Roofing and Lumber, 123 Jackson Street in Kirby, a trusted, family-owned and operated company since 1950, helping the communities build and remodel for 73 years. Call 1-800-332-FREY for a free estimate or stop by their showroom. Fry's offers a diverse line of products for all your building and flooring needs. Fry Carpet and Flooring and Fry Roofing and Lumber is a proud supporter of the Riverdale Falcons.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you're listening to the Cessna Transport post-game show. You've been listening to the D&D show. Riverdale advances to 4-7, 2-1 at the conference, and Van Loo is sadly going to 0-11, still going to be sitting at 6 in the conference. So we gave our players of the game to Evan Ryder and Owen Rosman.
Yeah, Evan Ryder is the Root Lumber player of the game, yes. And Rosman was our Glazed Over player of the game.
Definitely well-deserved by both of them. We're going to take a quick break here, and we will give you an upcoming schedule for both of these teams. You've been listening to the Cessna Transport post-game show on your region, your radio, WQTN.
Forney Sales and Service in Forest, your local Cub Cadet and Steel dealer, supports the Riverdale Falcons this season. Forney Sales and Service at 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Stop in today and find what you need to keep your property well-maintained. From mowers to blowers and everything in between, it's Forney Sales and Service in Forest. Visit them on Facebook.
Mom
Martin's Meat Mart, your hometown proud, full-service convenience store in Forest, offering fresh-cut meats, meat and cheese plates, and grocery needs. Martin's offers other services too, like pizza, ATM machine, lottery tickets, fresh donuts, and more. Martin's Meat Mart would like to wish the Riverdale Falcons good luck.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you've been listening to the Sessions Transport post-game show. You've been listening to the D&D show. Upcoming games, Riverdale is going to be at Waynesfield, Goshen, and Van Leeuw is going to be at Van Buren. David Barnes has a quick interview here.
I'm here with Evan Ryder, our Root Lumber player of the game. So excited to see you play tonight. The confidence was exuding out there. Double digits. How'd you feel out there?
Well, it felt good. We knew that we needed to start fast, and that's what we did. We started fast, got up early, and never let off the gas.
Yes, the whole team was out there flying around. Marcus Roethlisberger, I think, had a block.
So he did.
It was good to see him out
there,
too.
Yep.
A couple fouls as well. Are you going to dunk it out here tonight or in the future? Or are we going to see some high-flying events?
I hope so in the future.
Just more three-point plays?
Well, we'll see. Hopefully in the future we get a few. But
get a few dunks that we're talking about?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Make sure you can maybe do some alley-oops to Marcus also. I would like to see you guys two connect out there. But congratulations on being the Root Lumber player of the game. And
excited
to see you out there. And I look forward to more games.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And your region, your radio, WKTN, thank you for listening to us tonight. And have a safe drive. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Cal Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Insel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Swirl, Martin's Meat Mart, Hempy Water, Fry's Roofing and Flooring, Community First Bank, Forney Sales and Service, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.